Joy 99.7 FM.
It's 1 o'clock. Time for the Joy Business Report. Coming up in this afternoon's bulletin, passenger train service on Tema Mpakadam Railway Line to begin next week as President Akufo-Addo commissions the newly acquired coaches and the International Monetary Fund wants Ghana to press ahead with reforms to fast-track the country's economic recovery. Also in this bulletin, in today's journal, we'll explore the productive hours lost by workers in traffic in the Ashanti regional capital in Kumasi. Stay tuned as I do this and some other stories in the next 10 minutes. I'll be right back. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am James Ishen. Now, first off, the passenger service on the Tema Mpakadam Railway Line is expected to kick off from next week as President Akufo-Addo opens a new railway line from Tema Port to Mpakadam in the Eastern Region. Cargo services will also be added in due course as government prepares to bring in new coaches for the line, which is expected to link Ghana and Ouagadougou in Burkina Faso. Here's more.
This forms part of moves by the Ministry of Railway Development to improve transportation from the Tema Port to Juapong near Mpakadam in the Eastern Region and subsequently to neighboring Burkina Faso. The 96-kilometer line will be complemented with loading and service stations as well as waiting areas for passengers commute. The train will operate from Tema to Juapong with stops at the following stations: Tema Harbour, Tema Industrial Area, Ashaiman, Afienya, Shire Hills, Doimu, and Juapong. The project funded by the Export-Import Bank of India and the African Development Bank aims to connect the West African sub-region to improve ease of doing business among member countries.
And that was a news desk report. We'll bring you more in on this particular subject on our subsequent bulletin. Now, the International Monetary Fund wants government to press ahead with reforms to help fast-track the country's economic recovery. The fund believes that this is one of the surest ways to achieve the needed turnaround of the economy for Ghanaians. Director of Communications at the IMF, Julie Kuzak, disclosed this at a news conference in Washington, D.C., USA.
Looking ahead, what will be important for Ghana will be continued implementation of the policy and reform agendas, especially given the difficult situation that many countries in the region and globally face. And it remains essential to fully restore macroeconomic stability and debt sustainability. And we will, of course, have further updates on Ghana when we publish the staff report after the board meeting takes place.
Julie Kozak is the Director of Communications at the IMF, speaking at the press conference in Washington, D.C., United States of America. Now, to some other stories. The British High Commissioner to Ghana, Harriet Thompson, is calling for strong partnership to improve the IT ecosystem across the country. She underscores the need for an increased investment in IT for economic growth. She spoke to Joy Business at the launch of the 2024 Tech in Ghana conference.
You see what digitization has done. When you see some of the impressive individuals who are represented here tonight, we've got here founders, investors, representatives of multinational corporations. Everyone can see the opportunities that there are. When we think about the jobs of the future, when we think about the number of young people coming through Ghana's education system who need employment, those people cannot go into public sector employment, for example, in the way that they might have done in the past. We need people coming through who can see the opportunities of the future, who can create the opportunities of the future, and who can turn ideas into something tangible.
Harriet Thompson is a British High Commissioner to Ghana, still on Information Technology Research and Web3. Company Heritage Labs, in collaboration with Earth funding partner RISA Fund, has launched the second edition of Earth Africa Research and Innovation Commercialization Summit in Accra. The summit is a gathering of Africa's leading researchers, innovators, and the private sector actors to profess solutions that would move research outcomes from the lab to market. Speaking to journalists at the media launch, General Manager of Heritage Labs, Mr. Emmanuel Prince Amati, said the focus is to connect industry and innovators across the continent for economic growth.
With ARIS 2025, we are bringing in a cross-section of stakeholders across Africa. We have widened our net. We are bringing participants from Kenya, from Nigeria, from South Africa. What we are trying to do is plug into an Africa without border, where through innovation, through research, we are able to unleash the potential of Africa, bring industry, policymakers, researchers, innovators together, and want to use this year's program to highlight some of the great innovations that are happening across Africa, bringing out issues of research,
Emmanuel Prince Amante is the General Manager of Heritage Labs. And now, a workshop focused on developing biosecurity and biocertification framework in Ghana's aquaculture, poultry, and piggery sectors have taken place at Koforidua in the Eastern Region. The aim is to update stakeholders and partners on progress in establishing biosecurity measures. The country president for African Women in Animal Resource Farming, Dr. Victoria Fua Nogwe, highlighted how far the biosecurity standards and biocertification framework have reached and how useful it will be to all the stakeholders involved.
Like I mentioned, we've done the stakeholder engagements. Various stakeholders have come in, development partners. They have supported us to do the guidelines for the certification for poultry, for fish, for pigs. Training manuals have been developed with the support from FAO, ministry, MOFI involved, the vets, and all the key stakeholders. We have validated this training manual. Pilot trainings have been done, and we are very hopeful that we'll be able to set off.
Dr. Victoria Ifua Nogbe is the country president for African Women in Animal Resource Farming. And in today's journal, how much do you lose daily for spending productive working hours in traffic jams? Well, motorists and commuters in part of the Ashanti region are lamenting the economic impact of vehicular traffic in part of Greater Kumasi. For today's business journal, Emmanuel Bright Kweku explores how vehicular congestion is impacting economic activities in part of the region.
It's rush hour on the Kronum stretch of the Kumasi-Techiman Highway in the Ashanti region. Motorists piled up in traffic as they head for their various jobs and other economic activities in the city center. Abu drives one of the vehicles locked up in the gridlock.
I've been in this queue for 1 hour 30 minutes. Just from Afanchu to this place, 1 hour 30 minutes. It's about 20 minutes drive.
He's heading to Kejetia, the major trading center in the city, which is about 4 kilometers away from his residence at Afrancho.
We are losing a match. I'm going to Kejetia. I'm supposed to go open my shop. And look at me here right now. So I'm losing money. At the same time, my car too is also having problems. So this thing is killing us.
The Kronum portion of the highway has in recent times witnessed unusually hefty jams, particularly in the mornings and evenings. The gridlock on the stretch is not only uncomfortable, but eating into the productive hours of workers who plan the stretch. We should be preparing to open our shops for business, but we are stuck in traffic.
Because of traffic.
Conspicuous on the stretch is a gaping pothole sitting in the middle of the road, an attributable cause of the gridlock. Auntie Ajwa laments how the pothole-riddled road is impacting her chop bar business. When it rains heavily, I don't get anywhere to pound my fufu. The situation could be stressful for passengers and other motorists, but it is clearly a ripe opportunity for commercial transport operators.
Because of the situation that we are in now, most of the drivers are taking advantage on us, charging an amount that they are not supposed to charge. So most of the citizens are walking barefooted in the evening.
Although research fails to quantify GDP reduction as a result of the traffic congestion, its impact on the economy is glaring. Professor Eric Otey-Abeye is an economist.
There's increased cost, prolonged detours, idling vehicles lead to higher fuel consumption, maintenance costs, creating inconveniences for tourists, cutting construction goods stuck in traffic, and therefore discouraging investment. This affects our economic activity, productivity, and our incomes. So the ugly side of it, also people feel, can increase the economic activity, their income.
The government has been urged to adopt robust transport systems to reduce negative impacts on the economy.
There is the need for government to make sure that we have an efficient transportation system. And even if it is to the extent that government will subsidize an efficient public transport system, government must do that. Else we'll continue to throw money away, we waste our lives in traffic.
Like many commuters who face similar situations, the commuters and motorists at the Cronum Stretch are anxious for respite so they can contribute productively to Ghana's economic growth. For Joy Business, my name is Emmanuel Bright-Kweku.
That's our business journal for today. And then the Joy Business Report brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I am James Ishen. Now, before we go, everyday people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency number. Well, here's one you would want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770#. As the new EcoBank money emergency number, *770#, gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility bill payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need any internet for this. Just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. EcoBank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. Game plan is next. Good afternoon.